Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. An Arizona grand jury has indicted 18 people linked to an alleged scheme to install a slate of fake electors in the 2020 presidential election. The suspects appear to include former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and attorney Rudy Giuliani. From member station KJZZ, Wayne Shutsky reports from Phoenix.
According to Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, the state grand jury returned indictments against the 11 so-called fake electors, who each faced 9 counts of felony fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Those include former Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward, as well as state senators Jake Hoffman and Anthony Kern. 7 other defendants were also indicted. The indictment also mentions 5 unindicted co-conspirators, including one whose name is redacted, but who is described as a former president of the United States who made false claims about the election. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Shutsky in Phoenix.
Tensions remain high on college campuses across the nation amid protests over the war in Gaza. At Columbia University in New York, demonstrators are calling for the school to divest itself from Israel. Student Kaimani James says they're staying put until the demands are met.
It should alarm everyone that a university that has claimed for years to respect and uphold freedom of speech and protest, a democratic principle this country loves and defends, has abandoned that norm and seeks to use police and military violence to crush our peaceful demonstration.
House Speaker Mike Johnson traveled to New York today to meet with Jewish students at Columbia and to call for the resignation of the university's president. Meanwhile, police in riot gear have begun arresting demonstrators at the University of Southern California campus. The White House confirms that the U.S. shipped new long-range missiles to Ukraine last month. President Biden approved the shipment in February. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, administration officials believe the new weapons and other military aid will improve Ukraine's position on the battlefield.
There's a great deal of concern in the U.S. that Russia could move on Kharkiv. Of course, that city was taken from the Russians by Ukrainian forces last year. Again, the delay in aid for Ukraine has led the Russians to push deeper into Ukraine. Ukrainians didn't have the artillery shells they needed to push back on Russian forces. They basically had to hold off on shooting the number of missiles necessary to push the Russians back.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 42 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 16 points, and the S&P 500 edged a point higher. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are also lower. This is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering the reach of a federal law requiring emergency room doctors to stabilize and treat patients. At issue is whether the statute applies to women needing emergency room abortions. The Justice Department is challenging an Idaho law that bans abortion except when the pregnant person is dying. Many parents say they sometimes or frequently feel isolated and lonely. NPR's Maria Godoy has more on a new national survey on the demands of parenthood.
The survey was conducted by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. It found that about 62% of survey participants reported feeling burnt out by their responsibilities as a parent. That included over half of dads and 2/3 of the moms surveyed. Nearly 2 in 5 respondents said they felt they have no one to support them in their parenting role. And about 4 in 5 parents surveyed said they would value a way to connect with other parents outside of work and home. Researchers note that loneliness can affect both mental and physical health. One study last year found that a lack of social connection can increase the risk of premature death to levels comparable to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush has been reinstated as the 2005 recipient of the award. Bush returned the trophy in 2010 after an NCAA investigation found he received an illegal benefit from the team. The head of the Heisman Trust says changes in college athletics over the last several years now make some forms of athletic compensation permissible. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.